Please note, the opinions and perspectives expressed on the following show are solely those of the host and their guest. These opinions and views do not reflect Ruckus Avenue Radio or Dash Radio. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey everyone, welcome to Jyoti K. Anka on Dash Radio times Ruckus Avenue Radio. Today we have a special guest, our first and foremost Bollywood actor here, Bollywood superstar, soon to be superstar. And Sahil Salathia, what's up?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good. We have Lucy with us today, too, and she has no idea about anything about Bollywood.
Yes.
But hi, Lucy. I would keep you posted about a lot of things.
Yes, please do. Put me in game.
So we're going to teach Lucy about everything. And so Sahil is supermodel turned actor.
Right.
So we're going to talk a little bit of a lot about you today. We're going to learn a lot. I learned a lot about you. Right. I met you through... Who did I meet you through?
Ambika.
Yeah. So shout out to Ambika. She's a stylist here, celebrity stylist. She's really sweet. And he came in with his perfect hair and mustache. And I was like, who's this guy? And I saw him on Instagram and I'm like, okay, yes, he is somebody. So start off with, so you grew up in Jammu Kashmir. Are you Punjabi, by the way?
No. I'm not really Punjabi, but I'm actually half Punjabi, you could say, because my mom's from Punjab.
Oh, your mom's
and my from dad's from Jammu. So I'm like a mix.
A mix.
But yeah, I grew up in Jammu and Kashmir. I lived
we
a few years.
A little bit. So you can turn it. There you go.
I lived a few years in Kashmir, then in Jammu. So yeah, up north.
Up north. Okay, perfect. How about growing up? So did you, when you were little, were you just like, mommy, I want to be an actor when I grow up? Or what? How did that work?
Not at all.
Because
I wasn't like
small
that.
Small in Jammu, right?
I know, but you know, I was doing my college in Chandigarh.
Oh, Chandigarh.
I did like a little modeling contest. It wasn't little, actually. It was quite big that
what
time.
What were you going to school for? Just anything, or just?
Yeah. So basically, I was studying to be a software engineer.
You know, like software. See, yes. That sounds. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So I was quite a bright kid, by the way.
Okay.
I know I don't look like it, but I was pretty good.
I know you look like a bright kid.
But I was pretty good. And then I did this modeling contest, won it. So then, you know, the thing started rolling. And it wasn't like my aim to be an actor. But, you know, I think that's the case with most of the actors.
It is.
They don't really plan to be in it. But once they get their path,
like,
they really
nice.
Study it well. Yeah, like I went to acting school after.
You did. Did you finish?
Oh, yes.
Did you finish school to be a software engineer?
Oh, of course.
You did?
Yeah.
You have your... Like
yeah, I have my degree. Yeah, I finished it. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay, how about when you told your parents? Because I know whenever I tell my parents that I'm even doing radio, they're like, get a real job. She still says that. I show the whole studio. I'm like, look, mom, people listen to me. And she's like, get a real job. You're not going to be pretty forever.
I think you have a very, very cool job. I would love to have your job. It's cool.
I would love to have your job. I mean, that's trade.
All right, let's do that.
But when you told them that you wanted to be a model, what did they say?
To be honest, things have kind of changed in India. I know it seems because it's a different part of the world. So there's a lot of preconceived
notions.
Yeah,
we don't change here, that's why.
No, but back home in India, you know, like parents are much cooler and they are more open to different avenues when it comes to different forms of job or occupation. Everybody doesn't have to be a doctor anymore.
Not anymore. Okay.
So the point is that if you excel or if you have the capability to excel in a particular profession, they let you do it. And I think they saw some spark in me.
They're like, right. We birthed a handsome child.
I hope so. Okay. I hope that's what they think.
So you went to acting school. Perfect.
Yes.
And then
I went to Barry John in Bombay, and that's quite an acclaimed school in India because
Barry
Shah Rukh
John.
Khan studied in that school as well.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yes, and a lot of actors studying that school, and I got a good grade when I finished my school with Barry Sir.
Uh-huh.
And then I started doing a lot of television commercials, and
they give you agency.
Oh, of course, I was with an agency in Bombay that time called Toab, which is a modeling agency based in Bombay, which is very, very nice when it comes to models, to representing models. And then I started doing TV commercials. But, you know, when you're doing commercials in India, even I'm sure in the US as well, it's not essentially acting.
Yeah,
because
of course.
The storyboard is like 20 seconds or 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You'll probably smile, hold a bottle, say something nice
it's
about
like
the product.
It's like an Instagram video.
Yes, it's something like that, you know. So it's not that you're really living a character or you're transforming yourself into somebody else. And so to do that, you have to either do like... A A short film, I would say, would be the most basic form of showcasing your talent or transforming into a different person when it comes to acting. But I started my journey with commercials, and from there, my first filmmaker who I did a series with picked me from there, from one of the commercials. So that test, of course, I tested for him. Like, we did like a lot of screen tests, and that's how it worked out.
Okay. Yeah. And then where did Mr. India come from?
So
Mr. India, 2012, you were top five amongst 32 Asian Euro Asians.
Right. So basically, again, sort of my peak of modeling, because I was right in the middle of it and I was 2 years down it, and I'd shot for a lot of commercials, a lot of billboards, and you know, like,
yeah, billboards.
So that was good stuff happening.
You've always been cool.
Sort of.
Do you have anyone in the family that's in the industry?
Not really. No. My dad's a cop, actually.
Okay.
Yes. And my mom's like, she does a lot of things, but no, not related to entertainment at all.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So it was quite a surprise to them, but a pleasant surprise.
Okay.
And So basically, Mr. India happened because 2012, I was very keen on representing my country there. And that time, there wasn't the official, like how you have a Miss India or Miss World. And so Mr. Asia is done by the same people who do Miss World. And Miss World and Mr. Asia, it's on similar, I would say it's a similar kind of platform with similar kind of pointers that they follow through the pageant.
Uh-huh.
And that year, when I represented our country, it was in Hong Kong. I was there for like a week. 4 weeks, but a week of like major, very strenuous kind of pageant business when everybody's very competitive and everybody wants to win.
I was going
to
ask you, were there...
But like, I still think boys are more chilled out than the girls.
I was going to say that, because women are like nasty. How were the guys?
We felt more like brothers. At least I felt that. Yeah. Everybody was really nice to each other, you know. It's, at least it wasn't as bad as Miss World probably would be.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
And so that, nobody put anything like fattener in your food or anything like that?
No. Okay. No, I think everybody was very well behaved, and that was the whole point. But it was a great experience. And you know, when you represent your country at an international platform, it gives you a sense of pride, because over there, nobody's going to call you Sahil. They're going to call you India.
Okay, yeah.
Or they're going to call you China, or they're going to call you even Russia.
Because like, that's how you're identified. Yes, you're representing.
Exactly. So they call you with your country name. So that's quite cool.
That's nice.
That's quite
good
cool.
Good for you. Yeah. So they're like Mr. India or just India.
Mr. India. Because you represent.
That's
nice. Yes.
Oh, I would be like, yes, that's me. Say it one more time. After that, did you get bigger opportunities?
Yes. I think it did help me get bigger opportunities, because when you represent your country on an international platform, people start taking you even more seriously, especially in terms of modeling. I wouldn't say in terms of acting, because now I think even in India, like, acting is a very serious ball game where you have to emote a certain way. Now, you know, if you see in India, actors are also not really perceived just to have great bodies, or just if you look good, or if you have a decent smile, you're an actor. No. If you bring different characters to life on screen, that's when you're an actor. And I think now we've reached a point globally where anybody and everybody could be like the next biggest thing till the time you do a great job in a certain show or a movie. You know what I mean? And that does not mean that, oh, have you done, how many commercials have you done before this? That does not matter.
What do you bring
on the table when it comes to this film? How good are you at playing this character? That's what matters the most.
When you were doing modeling, you're like, I want to be an actor. Was that in your head?
Strangely, no. When I was modeling, no. I wasn't aiming to, you know, get into acting. It happened because I was doing commercials and Ashutosh Gowarikar.
That's what I was going to ask you next. So he found you, like he saw you
commercial.
On TV.
Yes.
Say Ashutosh Gowarikar five times fast. For now, go.
Ashutosh Gowarikar, Ashutosh Gowarikar, Ashutosh Gowarikar, Ashutosh Gowarikar, Ashutosh Gowarikar.
Gosh, should I?
Yes, I did it.
Damn it. I can't do it. Say Ashutosh Gowarikar.
Ashutosh. I can't.
Say Ashutosh.
Ashutosh.
There you go. Say
Ashutosh.
Say Ashutosh five times.
Ashutosh, 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 Ashutosh.
Hey, there you go. Okay.
You got it.
So he is the one who made Lagaan, which was an Oscar nominated movie.
Right.
Also Jodha Akbar.
Of course.
And he's well known. So for him to find you, how did that happen?
So I think it was because of the Samsung commercial that I had done. Samsung laptops. And he told the casting agent, Nalini Ratnam, to test me for it, to test me for the part of a protagonist for Everest, one of the two main protagonists.
Okay.
And when I tested, he liked it. Then we went on to the next set of auditions.
Did you practice for it before you did that?
I like to keep it a little spontaneous. I like to get into the physicality of the character more.
I'm like
and
that too.
Yeah, I think physicality is very important. That's something you prepare for. Mm-hmm. And emotionally, of course, you study the pointers of the character sketch or however you want to portray it. But mm-hmm. I believe in keeping it more spontaneous. I don't want to like rehearse it 50 times and then do it for the camera.
And it's robotic.
Yes, mm-hmm. because then you're a little too rehearsed and everything looks very planned. Uh-huh. So it's better that you go with the flow.
And when did you go face to face with him?
That was after my second test which I did with the team.
Were you nervous?
I was kind of nervous, but he's got great energy. He's like Buddha, you know. He's got he's extremely calm,
he's like,
and he's
hello,
very
hello, child.
Yes, very
welcome,
very.
You made it. Welcome to this side of the
welcome
world.
Welcome to this temple. Very polite and wonderful. You know, some people just have great energy. He's that person. And you suddenly feel very good and you're not nervous anymore. And of course, when you're going to meet such a legend, you would definitely be a little nervous, right? But when you meet him, the energy really changes.
And
Lagan was nominated as top 5 in Oscars in foreign categories. So he's really that league, you know?
Yeah,
so automatically
exactly.
for a new actor to meet such a filmmaker.
That's what I'm saying.
It'll make you nervous, you know?
Yeah.
But when you enter that door, then it's fine.
Then you made it in.
Yeah, yeah.
So for, what was your actor's name was Arjun Sabharwal, right?
Yes.
Okay, and he was a mountain climber.
Yes, yes.
And so did you have to do any special training?
Of course.
Did you actually have to climb a mountain?
Yeah, of course. We did. Yes, yes. We were shooting in this glacier. We lived in a glacier called Dokrani, which is in India, for about 3 months. And the temperature would go like minus 50 or minus 40. We couldn't bathe for like a month. It was that disgusting.
You didn't bathe
for a month? No, for a month, yes.
Oh,
because
my
if you
God.
Do, you're going to probably die.
Freeze to death. Yeah, frostbite. Like
yes,
really
frostbite
bad.
For
yeah.
sure. And then a major portion of the show was shot in different parts of the country. Then we went to Everest Base Camp. We shot there.
So you did go 15, to Everest?
Yes, Everest Base Camp for 15, 20 days. We were filming there.
How was that?
That was great. But we couldn't really do the real, I mean, you can't film
yeah,
on the real
no,
Everest.
Of course.
You would never get the permissions because the film crew is huge.
And also, to make sure everybody is together all the way in.
You cannot just do that. But
that was probably like a very like life changing kind of experience.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I think acting in itself gives you an opportunity where a lot of your experiences are going to be life changing.
Yeah.
You know, when you play a character, you would always, when you finish it, a part of that character is going to come with you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's going to stay with you forever.
Did you feel like you were the character? Because I read that you said that you were very similar to Arjun. You've done skydiving?
Yes, I've done skydiving. Right here. But I wouldn't say I was exactly the same because he was very arrogant, and
very
I would like
arrogant.
To believe I'm nice and you know I'm
you
warm.
Are very
and
nice. You are very sweet.
So he was quite because he was trying to hide his past. So he would do it that way. He would just put a facade on, you know, like he would just try to be like this really cold person so that nobody could approach him. But I'm not like that. I'm very approachable.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, I would like to believe that. So you know.
Yeah.
So I think in certain ways he was very focused, though very ambitious.
Ambitious.
That for sure I am.
Perfect.
So there are a few similarities. Yes.
Any, let's say, funny, scary stories during that time? Like, was there any snowstorm that was about to happen and you were hanging on a cliff or, you know?
In the show, yes. Like, a lot of that happens, but it was controlled. And
like,
it was,
real.
Not real.
Thank goodness.
Thank God I wouldn't
calls?
Be sitting here with the two of you alone if that happened. No. So it was very controlled because it was a part of the script, like an avalanche or like so many things. So we would shoot it in Bombay as well. There were massive film sets that were created, you know, like replicas. Because sometimes
the
replicas because when you do like a massive action sequence, you have to make sure that the actors are safe. Because, so, you know, for that, it has to be done in a controlled environment.
Did you have any, what are they called? And the ones that do the stunt doubles or did you do all your stunts?
No. I mean, they were there, but we didn't use it because everything was very nicely done.
Very nicely done. Yeah, okay. Yeah, any funny stories from set?
Not bathing for a month is
pretty
funny but sad at the same time.
Funny,
you know what's funny is that I was because I'm not in Bollywood. I'm in a Hollywood.
Right.
No, but one of the things that I did see the part that you didn't bathe for a month. And I went on your Instagram and I was looking at your stories and I was looking at your perfect hair and how well groomed and styled. And I was like, I was like, how did he take it not showering for a month? Like, how was that?
I know. How did a lot of dry shampoo?
Yes. I think these are the things you do to like fit the part and to be really fair to your director's vision, like how he sees you. So that wasn't so difficult if you think about it. Plus, it was too cold. I wouldn't have showered anyway. Sorry for sounding disgusting.
That was the last of the hair. Your perfect hair was the last thing on
in
your
my
mind.
Head. No, yeah. It wasn't perfect at all.
Okay. So you were just let it happen. You're like, this is my role, and this is how it's
yes.
going to be.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you just accepted it.
Yes. Yes.
So then after that, another series with Nikhil Advani, who made the film Kalhonaho.
Right.
He has a series called POW, Prisoners of Work, which was inspired by Homeland, which is a Golden Globe winning show. How was that? How did you get picked for that? So did they see your work on Everest and then they were like, this guy is amazing.
It's funny that you got it right, but that's exactly what happened. They had seen me on Everest and POW is actually an official adaptation of Hatufim. Hatufim is this show, Israeli show. And Homeland here is an adaptation of that. So these three are the
Homeland
official.
Oh, Homeland is adaptation. Yes. Oh, I didn't know
official
that.
Official adaptation, yes.
We like to claim everything and talk shit to you guys, that you guys steal everything from us. So we stole this show.
Yes.
Okay, we stole Homeland, you guys.
Okay. So these three are basically the official, these two are the official remakes of Hatufim. Hatufim is the Israeli show. When I saw the original show, I was very kicked about being a part of this. And they wanted, and Nikhil sir wanted me to be the antagonist. And I hadn't really played that before because after Everest, I did two festival films, which got great reviews. One was called There Will Be Tomorrow, where I was playing an HIV positive patient who's about to die. Mm-hmm. And the whole, whole pattern, because there's a lot of stigma around HIV around the world.
Yes.
People don't know much. And sometimes, even if they know much, they just don't want to be aware.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
If we don't talk about it, it's not real.
Exactly. Yeah. Something like that. Uh-huh. But again, very simpler parts in a way, very positive. Like the character sketch would be very positive, not out and out gray or negative. Mm-hmm. But this was the first time where I got the opportunity to play a terrorist who's based in Pakistan. Mm-hmm. And so that was something I grabbed with both my hands. I was very excited. I was like, I must do it. And Nikhil, Nikhil sir is like, he's made some great films now. I think Butler House is coming in about 20 days with John.
Uh-huh.
So he's that kind of filmmaker, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Were you, did you have to take like any special classes or like, because you know, it's a terrorist, a whole different role.
Actually, I gained a little bit of weight for that because I couldn't look very fit or at least very, you know, like somebody who goes to the gym.
Yeah.
You know, even if you look big, that's
because you're
fun.
You know what I
mean?
Yeah,
I mean, you're not going to be like, your muscles are not going to be popping out.
Yeah.
And I legit grew a beard for like 3 months. So I had like a massive beard.
You grew
and
your beard
yes,
and everything.
For sure. And you know, the
were
way
you
he spoke.
Were you happy that you get to gain weight? You're like, I can eat whatever
I
want.
Yeah, I can eat the jalebis.
Yes. I'd be like, I will do this role.
I will. And even the way he spoke. So his name is Yusuf Wali Muazzam. That's the name of the character I played. Mm-hmm. And somebody who's got a lot of weight about what he says because everybody's really scared of him and he's never gone to school. So, you know, so he's got that a very Afghani way of talking.
Oh,
like
so you
he wouldn't
to learn
his
that.
Hindi wouldn't be like how my Hindi is. It wouldn't be kind
of
clean.
Line, say one of the lines from that you had to say in his accent.
In his accent.
Yes.
Maine jab tumko wahan dekha tha to mujhe laga ki mujhe tumse milna chahiye. That's how
what did you say? I was like, hello.
Lucy's like,
if I had to
I love you too.
Yes. If I had to say it, I would say, "Maine jab tumhe dekha tha, to mujhe laga tumse milna chahiye." So they're very different, like
okay. Very like serious.
Yes, and like the way he
maine
would.
"Maine jab tumko dekha tha."
Yeah.
Did I do that right?
Yes, you got. You're brilliant.
Perfect. But we're going to take a quick break because we're going to come back and talk about your big Bollywood break, okay?
Right.
All right.
Yes.
We'll be right back, guys.
Hi, this is JM, and you can check out RuckusAvenueRadio.com for more information and for the latest on station programming and more.
All right, guys, welcome back. I have Sahil here with us. Say Sahil here with us. And Lucy, and we were talking about his big break, how he became a supermodel, Mr. India, how he was with Ashutosh Gwadekar. Say Ashutosh.
Ashutosh.
Yes, she said it.
She got it.
Yeah, how he was discovered by him, how he also did POW with Nikhil. And now we're going to talk about his big global break with Panipat.
Right.
Yes. So Panipat, I looked it up, is actually... It's based on the third battle of Panipat, which is the most epic battle in the history of India.
Right.
It took place June 14th, 1761 at Panipat. And it was, I didn't understand, but it was fought between the Marathan Empire and the King of Afghanistan, right? Okay, yes, I got that right.
Bravo.
Yes, and you're going to be starring alongside with Sanjay Dutt, who I love. And I grew up watching Sanjay Dutt, so I'm so like excited for you. And Arjun Kapoor, tell him to call me.
I will.
And so he's alongside. And you're going to be playing Shamsher Bahadur's son, Bajirao.
Yes, son of Bajirao and Mastani.
Oh.
So Shamsher was basically the son of Bajirao and Mastani. In India, they've already made a film on these two, which was a love story.
Yes, I have seen it. Yes. So it's him, and that's going to be you in this movie.
I don't know. Have you seen that movie?
I've kind of seen it.
So there was a little kid at the end, and he grows up. But it's a different filmmaker. That was Sanjay Leela Bhansali's movie.
Yes.
This one is Ashutosh Gowarikar, but it's the same person, Shamsher Bahadur. So that's why people would have a little bit of a backstory.
Okay.
Because they've pretty much seen Bajirao Mastani. You wouldn't know because you don't watch Bollywood.
No, I'm lost.
You're kind of lost right now.
Okay, that's perfect.
Okay.
Sanjay Dutt and Arjun Kapoor. I'll show you what Arjun Kapoor. Let me show you what Arjun Kapoor looks like. Yeah. He might not be your type. But he's definitely my type.
Sorry. And he's wonderful.
It's okay,
he's
we have like Sahil here. He's my type.
Yes. Now you're talking.
Guys, I don't know what's going on here. No, he's like, well, he looks better in movies, but this is Arjun Kapoor. I think he's like 10 foot tall. No, I'm just kidding. How tall is Arjun Kapoor? He's pretty tall.
I think
he's
about six.
Six? He just looks taller on camera for some reason.
Yeah,
he's a little cutie patootie. But yeah, that's who he's working with or has worked with.
Okay.
Yes. So tell me about that. So when you got approached for that, how were you super excited? Because this is Bollywood
insanely
now.
Insanely excited. So basically, Shamsher Bahadur is a massive part of the battle. Mm-hmm. He's a warrior.
He is. Uh-huh.
And since the war is between the Marathas and the Afghans, so Marathas, they lose the war. It's everybody knows about it because it's a true story.
Yeah.
But how it happens, why it happens, the entire journey, and the movie is about that. It's been very difficult because we started filming in November, so it's been a while. We still haven't wrapped it because I still have a little bit patchwork. That's why I'm going to go from Los Angeles and finish that.
Oh, wow.
Which
and then
is
it's
in August.
And
we're releasing in December.
So you still have work to do still.
Just very little, like 3 days. Mm. But when you're doing like such a major film, which is a period drama, it takes a lot of time because it's a masterpiece.
Everybody's trying
to like make a masterpiece, and especially somebody like an Ashutosh Gowarikar, and he's all about that. He's all about the grand vision and like.
Reminds me of like 300. It's going to be like 300 or something. It sounds like that. So since you had gained a little weight for the last role, for this one, you probably had to be completely fit.
Yes, I had to be super fit, but again, not somebody who goes to the gym. Because if you talk about 1700s, like, you obviously are fit because you're a warrior and you're probably killing like thousands and thousands of people, not only
in
the battle.
You don't have access to those things.
Yes. As a part of the character sketch, my look is a little different, by the way, in the film. Mm-hmm. It's not exactly how it is. The mustache is there. That's why it's there.
Yeah.
The hair is kind of long. That's why, because I'm working in the movie. But it's still a little different. So I wouldn't want to tell you how exactly I would look. But the costumes are done by Neeta Lulla. She's wonderful. And have you seen Manikarnika? She did the costumes for Manikarnika as well, Kangna's last movie.
Oh, yes, I did see that one.
So everybody's going to look beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's the whole butt.
It's an older look.
Yes, not older. No. Like, I'm playing my age, but I don't want to break the surprise for you. But I look like myself, but like a more princely version,
princely.
If I can say
got
that.
It. Yeah. Okay.
More
like
of
godly.
A prince. Yeah. Godly is a very, I like the term though. Yeah.
So when you got approached for it, how did that happen? Tell me.
So again, because I'd worked with him on Everest, the first show the first series that
I
did.
So he said you, or did he make you audition?
Of course I auditioned because it's such a major film and it's such a major.
So he gives you equal opportunity. So he does do that.
Oh, of course. But I think now around the world, everybody does that. Unless family is making the film,
and it's
decided on the table, you know, while having dinner.
Okay.
You know, because it's a serious business.
Yes,
you know, everybody wants to make sure that you're going to bring the 100% that they expect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and I personally love to test for the parts, even if I'm 20 movies down, be it here or there. I would still want to like sit with the filmmaker and do a few scenes to understand what are we trying to create,
of course,
which path are we trying to take. I think it's very, very important. Yes, yes, yes.
And his wife is producing. So it's his production, the whole production.
Yes, it's his production. Sunitha, his wife's name, she's wonderful. What a wonderful producer. Mm-hmm. And it's been a great, great journey. And I think because when you do a film which is so major, or when you're part of such a major film, you learn a lot along the way, because the vision is so major. You just feel so good about contributing in a big way in such a big film.
And
you know?
Before this film, have you ever met, like, you know, big actors, or how was it?
Yeah, yes, of course. Because, you know, in India, like, when you do a lot of events, like, everybody's going to be there. GQ, everybody's going to be there at, like, Film Fair on the same red carpets. Because both the series that I did, be it Everest or POW, they were both like movies, Bollywood movies that were coming on television in terms of, in a form of episodes.
They're like mini movies. Like Netflix is mini movies.
It's exactly like Netflix.
Yeah.
Because the quality was very high. Like for Everest, the music was done by A.R. Rahman.
Yeah, A.R. Rahman. Okay.
You know, so like that's the kind of team
they
hired.
He's one of the biggest music composers.
He's an Oscar winner.
Yeah, Oscar winner.
Yeah, so the teams were massive. So, you know, I was already in that bracket, but I couldn't have just done any film. I did a few mistakes, but we wouldn't talk about that. So now we are here talking about Panipat.
We all make mistakes. You know, we wouldn't be who we are without them.
Right.
Did you meet Arjun before this film?
Yes, because we would do the look test, all of us together. We would do the costume trials. We would do the scenes, the readings.
How was he?
All of
macho,
that.
Nice?
Very, very nice. But actually, I hosted IFA the last 3 years. So we had done a story in IFA in Bangkok the same year.
Oh,
so we had a backstory.
So you're familiar.
Yeah, of course.
How about Sanjay? Sanjay Dutt?
No, because I had never met him before, but we have, again, I can't tell you what we do in the film together.
Okay.
But he's the other side. He's Afghans and we are Marathas.
He looks like he would be like an Afghan. Like, that's a good role for him.
Yeah, he's playing Ahmad Shah Abdali. He's playing the main Afghan king. Like, he's the badass.
He has the anger and the... Mm-hmm. He has that presence for it.
And he has the personality.
Personality, yeah.
I mean, who's got a better personality than Sanjay Dutt? I mean...
The presence. He's like, the presence, too, to be the head guy of Afghanistan.
Yeah, he's that's the amazing. Coolest man alive.
I definitely want to watch it. So, so doing like the auditions and things like that, how many people did he audition, or was it just...
I wouldn't know that, but I think after he auditioned me, he stopped.
Yeah. That's a good sign. So that's good.
Yeah.
Maybe he was like auditioning just to make sure, and then he saw you, it was like perfect.
And then he was like, oh no, Sahil.
But he probably knew you were going to kill it. He just wanted to give an opportunity, right?
I think, fingers crossed, but I think I've killed it. I can't wait for you to watch it. You have to watch it. December
6th.
Yeah, okay.
We have to watch it.
And you have to text me the first thing. Sahil, I saw a Bollywood film for the first time.
There you go.
We're going to have a whole party. We're going to watch party for this.
Yes. And then you have to tell me how you like the movie, or how you think Bollywood is at the moment, and the production value and everything. I think you'll like it.
All right.
What did you learn from Panipat? Like, is there anything, any experiences that you want to share that you, like, all while you were on set or anything?
I just learned the most important thing I learned was that your director is really the captain. You know, you have to have a kick-ass filmmaker.
Yeah.
Because when you have somebody like Ashutosh, his vision is so amazing that you automatically go with the flow, and you just, when you see it on the monitor, though I'm not a huge fan of seeing everything on the monitor, I get very, very self-critical. And but whatever I see, it's like, wow. Like, you know, and then you feel good about it. And another thing is, filmmaking is teamwork.
Of
everybody
course.
Has to be, you know,
teamwork. Yes,
at it.
Teamwork makes a dream work.
For sure, for sure. You can't have an excellent filmmaker, but shit actors, or like really good actors but not a great filmmaker. The filmmaker here is brilliant, and actors I think are good.
That's good.
I think everything has come together really well.
Is he very by the script, or because I did a web series where I did a lot of improv, because sometimes the way she wrote it didn't really, because I was in character mode, I would just say what I felt at the moment and she was fine with it. But not a lot of directors are happy with that, so.
You know, to be honest, I personally like to improvise when I'm working on something, or when I'm trying to create a character. I like to bring my own version to it, right?
Like,
because it's all about emotions, right? What you feel is what you bring on screen.
It's more natural.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But when you're doing like a period film, because in spite of all the homework that you would do, like, your filmmaker would still know exactly which word to use and which word you probably cannot use, because you're creating a different era.
Because it was, what, 19, what did I say?
1700s.
Yeah.
So in that case, no. But I agree with, if I had to create somebody like if I had to be myself on screen or some or that guy probably on screen, I would bring my own little version or improv to it for sure, because I think that's a brilliant way to kill a scene.
Is there any funny accidents on set, anything?
We would have a lot of good, we would have a great time on set because everybody got along really well. And yes, Kriti, me, Arjun, Sanjay. There's Munish Behel in the film.
It's
his first period film. There's Padmini Kolhapuri.
Okay.
Yes. There is Zeena Taman, who's doing a special appearance. Okay. Now, I won't tell you what it is, but she's done a wonderful, lovely
part.
We got
that exclusive there.
Yes. She's done a wonderful part. And
she's doing an item role?
I wouldn't say that.
I just like to say item roll.
But she's done a wonderful part, and she's such an icon. You know, yeah. Zeena Taman is like one of the most beautiful, wonderful actresses Bollywood has ever had.
Yeah.
So it was really nice of her to be in this as well. And
yeah,
grace
that
us
is nice.
With this.
Do you have any questions about this
movie? Yes,
Lucy?
I
give you basically what this movie's about. There's big time names in there. Ask away.
Yeah. So we're in Hollywood. In Hollywood, we love the juice. We like those stories. We like what's going on and what's happening, who's sleeping with who, what's happening with what. That's what I want to hear. You know, like, this
she's
is
like,
great.
This is, she's all, this is great.
This but get is great. To, get I to, love it. You know what I mean? That's cute. You're doing great, you know? But give me some juice, because I know you have been kind of like, I can't release this, I can't release that. But, you know, just get wink once, wink twice, let me know what's happening out there.
Basically,
I like
saying
when she said Hollywood's all about the juice.
It is.
Yes, we're all about the juice. We need to know.
Basically, she tried
on.
To look you up very hard and find out who you're dating. Who are you? Who are you dating?
I'm single at the moment, but
ladies, he's single. Lucy,
he's single. All right,
Lucy, I'm single. but on this movie set, unfortunately, like everybody was so busy working.
Yes.
I don't think a lot of sleeping around was happening.
No. No. Any cat fights, anything? Nobody getting along with anybody?
No cat fights. Everybody was really nice to each other. I know it sounds really boring and cliche for me to say that, but unfortunately, everybody really liked each other. So no cat fights.
Well, that's always good that everyone liked each other.
Yeah, because there was a very positive environment on set. Everybody was really nice. And
everyone wanted to do good in this film because it's a very historic.
Because it's a very, it's a historic, serious period drama, and it's a very, very big film.
I'm so excited for this. So I haven't watched a Bollywood movie in a long time because you're going to laugh why. So when they started kissing for real in Bollywood films, I was terrified. I'm not even going to lie to you, because my whole life, the only thing that we would know they're going to have sex is if they close the door.
Or the flower,
or the feet were touching each other, you know, or then it's the next day. And then their kissing would be like, you would turn and the hair would cover your lip. So when I started seeing them kissing and having sex, I was traumatized.
And you were like, what is even happening?
I was like, I don't want to watch this anymore.
But now a lot of people kiss a lot on screen. Bollywood has
no,
like,
I know. But no, now I'm used to it. But at first, because I'm sitting there with my mom and I'm just like,
I'm not watching this.
I'm not watching this. Yeah. And it's so that's why I stopped watching it. And then they've got too many actors. You know, back in the day, there was only a few. There was like Salman Khan, Shah Rukh Khan.
They're still there.
Yeah, they're still there. I know. And they're still dating, not Shah Rukh Khan. Well, we'll talk about Shah Rukh Khan in a bit. But Salman Khan's still dating all the hot actresses. How the hell is his thing still working?
Because I think he's quite cool, you know. So he's, I think, 50-something right now. But
he's the Bachelor of India.
But he could give a run to like a 20-year-old when it comes to fitness or when it comes to that charisma or when it comes to being a star that he is.
I had the biggest crush on this actor growing up. He was the only one who would take his shirt off and had a nice body. My dad used to get so mad because he would take his shirt off, but I'd be so happy. Like, yes! Like, that was my porn for me, you know? But Salman Khan taking his shirt off.
I'm sure you still love him, do you?
I still love the guy. See? But he's still around. Like, I am almost 30 and he is still making movies and he's still dating all the hottest actresses.
Around and killing it. Like, his movies get the biggest opening.
Oh,
in
he's
India.
Great. He, you know, I mean, there was one time he had a lot of controversy. He was like the best controversial person ever. Like, he had the love story with the prettiest, she was Miss World.
Uh-huh.
And he dated Miss World. I think that was probably, in my heart, I think that was the only person he really loved.
And you probably know Aishwarya Rai. Do you know about Aishwarya Rai? No.
She
was so Miss Universe, actually.
Miss World.
I'm sure if I see her,
really?
I would probably recognize her.
Miss World.
Really?
Yeah. But she was supposed to be, I mean, she still is supposed
Priyanka
to be.
I thought Priyanka was Miss World.
They're both Miss Worlds, I think.
Oh.
And she's supposed to be one of the most beautiful women on the planet.
Good God.
I think it's because she had colored eyes. I think that's why they did it. I honestly think that's what it was.
Colored eyes. I
think it's a color.
Yeah, it was.
Give her brown eyes, she's the regular.
All right, you guys, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to talk about Hollywood versus Bollywood. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Anushka Shankar, and you're listening to Ruckus Avenue Radio.
All right, guys, welcome back. We're with Sahil, and we were talking about his big break with the movie Panipat. We were just talking. We were trying to get some juice out of him, actually. Lucy was.
And yes, see if there was a hard one to crack.
I know. She's quite disappointed.
Well, he's single. We got so that he's private. Single. Well, that is good. I mean, good
single,
for
single, but ready to mingle.
Is it ready to mingle?
I'm dropping hints.
I know, right? I mean, have you seen? I mean, there's beautiful women in LA. What do you think about them?
I think women here are really stunning.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Are you like open to all? Is it only Indian only or all? Welcome all.
Welcome all.
Welcome all. Okay, I like
that. And your English is great. Like, you're like, even your accent.
They understand me at least.
Yeah, no, they do. Because you know, with a lot of different, when people come from different countries, have a little thick accents.
Yeah,
even
yeah.
in India, they do sometimes too.
But you know, I don't like the fact that, I really don't like the fact that in Hollywood, people like to typecast Indian people and they think Indian people talk a certain way.
They do. They really do.
I just don't like it because if you're from India and you're in Hollywood, they think you'll talk like Appu.
Yeah.
Like, hello, I am
here.
Can we eat food? But that's not how we talk in India.
Thank you so much for saying that.
Yes, because we have a very global accent.
Yes.
And it's probably not American at all, but it's global enough for you to understand it.
You know, we know how many times men that like me, they're like, oh, you're Indian? They're like, do your parents have an accent? How come you don't have an accent? And then I'm like, we don't have an accent like that. And then they're like, oh my God, like, you're actually like beautiful. Da, da, da. I'm like, what do you mean actually? What do you mean actually? It's just like they've been taught, like you said, Appu, right?
Yeah.
Growing up, that's the image they had of Indian people because that's all we had to represent.
Yes.
Now, Priyanka Chopra went and married a Jonas brother, so there's like, fuck you. You know? So,
I think it's changing, but I don't think it's changed completely, but I think it's changing a little. Like,
little
it's slow
little.
And steady, but it's there.
You know, it's happening. Actually, speaking of Priyanka Chopra, do you think she slept with Shah Rukh Khan?
Oh my.
Let's get straight to the point because, according to headlines, the reason she came to Hollywood is the word on the street. I'm not saying this is real. I don't
I know
live
what
there.
You're gonna say.
Yeah, is that she got driven out of Bollywood because Gauri, Shah Rukh Khan's wife, said she slept with my man because supposedly she was seen coming out of his hotel room. I forgot what film they were. They filmed a lot of films together. They're very cozy, and I guess you know they said get out of Bollywood. They weren't casting her anymore.
So they do love juice in Hollywood.
It is all about that.
We won't watch a movie,
but when I find out that's happening, hell yeah. I love Priyanka Chopra.
But you know,
to be honest,
I think Priyanka Chopra, because she's so successful, not just in
her.
India, but globally, and she's become the face of India and Indian actors, I think people like to pull you down as well.
So 100%.
And you know, press works. Sometimes it works.
But not
it
a lot
works
of actors
like
came to her wedding. Did you see that?
I think none of them were invited.
Exactly.
To the Indian wedding, you know, like the wedding in Udaipur.
They were talking shit about her because maybe they backstabbed her. Maybe they were saying yes.
But I really think when more successful you get, more people want to pull you down and they're always going to try and
like Karan Johar,
bring
for
your
example,
energy down.
He was he was talking shit about her before and now he's all up her ass because she's, you know.
People, I think, change.
But do you think she did it is what I'm trying to say.
I don't think so. I personally wouldn't like to believe it. But even if she did, I think it's her prerogative. You could do whatever. It's a free world. But I don't think so. And I don't think I could comment on somebody's private space. And you know, I love
you're so sweet. Look, he's so good.
I'm telling you, I Googled, I Instagrammed, I YouTubed you. I could not find your girlfriend. You know what I did find? I could not find your girlfriend.
We do our homework here.
I couldn't find who you were dating. Nothing private.
But I know you're a father.
Yes.
Of Daku. I have a pug.
And so yeah, I'm a father and he's four and a half now.
Now.
So it's not even. My journey is not even new. I've been a father for 4.5 years.
Oh, 4.5 years. So you are a mature father.
Yeah.
He is a father, lady. A single father. People here love single dads.
Oh, brilliant! So
they
I'm
do.
At the right place.
And dog you're dads. Right you're at the right place.
What kind of dog parent are you? Because there's different types of dog parents. There's the parents that you know they think that's a child. That's literally their child. And then there's their parents that you know they're there. They're cute. Still treat them like an animal. What kind of father are you?
Firstly, I would like to think that I'm really hands-on. Like, I'm really good with my kid. And I really think he's like my son.
Nice.
You know, so I'm that kind of father when it comes to my pug. Because, so in India, it's very normal to have somebody to help you, you know, to have domestic help. And, but they're a part of your family.
Yes.
You know, it's not that, it's, I mean, it's a job, but they are a part of your family. So I have somebody who helps me take care of him. But I'm really hands-on as well. He goes to set with me so many times. He's chilling in the trailer. He's chilling in the van.
Yes.
And so we do things like that. I take him for a walk every now and then. Like every second day, I take him for a walk. And so I would like to believe I'm 100 on 100 when it comes to him.
So does he wear shoes? Does he wear clothes?
He's got a lot of t-shirts though. Yeah. He wears a lot of t-shirts.
Yes.
So. I think his clothes are cooler than mine.
Oh my God.
That's what I was getting. What kind of parent? You know, you have the people that have like the Gucci shoes with the diamond necklace and then the shirts. You know?
Not really a diamond necklace, but like he's quite sporty.
All right, I like that.
This
is such a dumb question for me to ask because this is such an American thing I'm going to say right now, so don't make fun of me.
Right.
So there's pugs in India. So did you buy the pug in India?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, okay. I know. You thought he really flew in from somewhere.
Yes, okay. I know this is such a really dumb question, I went for it. Americans are stupid. It's real. When it comes to like, we just think we created this world.
No. But he was actually created in India. He's an Indian pug.
So he understands Hindi?
He understands Hindi.
Oh, that's
he
so
understands
amazing.
English. Yeah, so when you're in India next, you could speak to him.
He's trilingual.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I love that. So a lot of what we say in Hollywood, Bollywood versus Hollywood. So we assume a lot of things here, right? Because we can't do anything but assume. Mm-hmm. So we hear like the whole Priyanka Chopra drama. Mm-hmm. So Bollywood industry. So learning from you is like, it's pretty much Hollywood over there, right? Like you guys have sets and things like that. I don't know why I'm still thinking like we're in the 1980s. Like you know what I mean? All this crazy stuff. But so, you know how you went to acting school and things like that. And that's how you got into Bollywood. But a lot of people say, oh, you have to sleep your way. Actors are like this. Directors are like that. Is a lot of that is that going on in Bollywood?
To be honest, no. I think it exists everywhere. Mm-hmm. In every business, every profession. People would try to exploit you, that's for sure. Especially when it comes to women.
Yes.
You know, because they just strangely assume that they can exploit women when that's not the case. It's 2019, you know. Everybody's self-sufficient.
Yeah.
And women, to be honest, are more independent than men because they're emotionally stronger anyway. And now when they're doing so good at whatever they decide to do or decide to work on, they are definitely 10 steps ahead of us men. So, you know, you cannot really exploit women in today's world.
In today's world.
Yes.
So in India, you think it's changed for women? It's not like...
For sure. I wouldn't say completely, though. I would really hope and I would want it to change more for women. But I can give you a guy's perspective.
Okay.
Because as a man, I live in Bombay. Bombay is home. But I think Bombay is completely safe for women. There are some major, major women achievers in Bollywood and otherwise in the other aspects of life. But I think it could change a little more, though.
A little more.
For sure, yes.
So there's still a stigma for women.
I think that's a problem with, I wouldn't want to like typecast it, but maybe Southeast Asia.
Southeast
I think,
Asia.
Yes, women need to be empowered more is what I think with my little understanding, without offending anybody. That's what I think.
But women still do what they want in India. Like, if they want to go out, they go out.
Oh, yes. In Bombay,
it's like the LA of India, right?
And to be honest, Bombay, I would compare it to New York when it comes to the
New
energy.
York?
Because,
okay.
Yes. And LA, I would compare it to New Delhi.
New Delhi.
Because LA is very laid back and you know
very
laid back. Everybody's like working, but it's a little more chilled out.
Yeah.
So I would say that's very New Delhi.
We prefer not to work here if we can't, you know what I mean? I don't think anyone really has a real job. I'm serious. Like people
don't want to work here.
Yeah, it'll be 2 p.m. and somebody's like, hey, you wanna go lunch or something? I'm like, bitch, you're not working. Like, what are you doing? Or like, you wanna go for a hike today? I'm like, what is your job? What do you do? Why do you drive a Mercedes-Benz? Like, why is your car better than mine? What do you
How do you pay your bills?
How do you pay your bills?
You want to go for a hike? You want to go for lunch? When do you work?
Everything. Let's go take a class today. I'm like, with what money? What do you do? Are you paying? Oh, my God. But sorry. So you say it's different now. So it's Hollywood is kind of like that, right? People say that about people in Hollywood as well, that they sleep their way in.
Yeah.
Do you think that's true?
Do I think that's true?
How do you think it works here?
No, from our experiences, even just simply in Hollywood,
I've had an agent try to sleep with me.
Yeah, in Hollywood.
Oh, really?
Yes. So in Hollywood, I feel like it's different from just, I don't know if that's just your perspective or what it is. But for example, over here, it's a lot of backstabbing. Like, oh, you want to do radio? I want to do radio. Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk bad about her, you know?
Oh.
And then it's more like...
I think that goes on in Bollywood, too. I think a lot of people like to bash one another to be better.
Like I said, you know, more successful you get, people want to pull you down more. So I think that's globally...
It's a global thing.
Yeah, it's a global fucking phenomenon. You know what I mean? Yeah. Everybody wants to just pull... Everybody
so
else
it's
down
not
and
one
if they
more
think,
than another.
Yeah, if they think you're too good, then why not bring you down?
Yeah.
You know, that's how it works. So probably that happens in Bombay as well, for sure. In Bollywood, yes, I'm sure. I like to believe that everybody's not so bad, but of course there are.
They're not all as nice as you, Sahil. You're one of the good ones.
I hope so.
You are one of the good ones. We can tell he is one of the good ones, huh?
One of the good ones.
He is. He's precious. He's like, no, everyone is great. Everyone's they're going through things.
It's
they will learn. he's like, they will learn one day.
I've been sitting here, I was like, I need to go to Bollywood. What am I doing in Hollywood?
I know. He's everyone's
That's great. A nice place.
Everyone gets along. Okay.
Do you think that people obviously have more of an advantage when you're born as like a butchin or like you know a con or you know what I mean? Do you think that
I don't know how it really works in Hollywood, but in India that's a major problem, you know, especially when it comes to actors or artists, and especially in front of the camera.
Because some of them are not that good, but just because they have the name behind them.
Yes, and you know, and I think it's okay. Put them in a movie or two, it's fine. Mm-hmm. But don't put them in 20 movies because then you're being very unfair to the real talent.
So they do have an advantage. So that is a thing.
I think that's really a problem.
It is a problem.
Yes,
so
it's surely a problem.
Because, you know, Uncle G's told the director that here, let me slip you some and put my daughter into a movie.
Yes, because if you see every year, there are about 20 or 25 star kids that make. So star kids is, I probably you won't even know this term, but that's a term that's very valid in India. These are the kids who are from movies, from the film fan. Star kids.
Star kids.
You know, star kids.
Oh,
you know,
so star kids. So I was like, what?
So it's like, so it's basically, you could be a producer, son. You could be a musician,
Here they just
son,
get DUIs. That's all. There's not, we,
but you know, but to be honest, some of them are really nice. Like Alia Bhatt is so good. You know, she's such a great performer.
No, they're not all bad.
All, but I would say like 30% could be really.
Yeah, they don't need to be there.
No.
But they're trying to push them on.
But they're taking the slot.
Kapoor's,
they're taking the very precious slot.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask because I think that's
that
a big
was
thing.
Good juice right there. I think that's as much juice as we've got.
That's all we're gonna get from him.
Are we dropping any names?
Is there a family name you would like to tell us?
Who needs to go?
I don't know.
Who needs to go?
I'm gonna take 100 for Kapoor's.
I wouldn't want to name anybody, but I think a 30% of the star kid population could be.
They don't
could
need to be there. Just
that.
Take the money, go, you know, go go on a magazine or something.
Do something else.
But I just think as directors, I think they should actually, you know, be like, you know what, let me have them. Just like Ashutosh was
I'm all about audition. Exactly. I'm all about the talent. I think it's very important. Doesn't matter where you come from. What is important is what do you bring on screen? Are you worth it or are you not worth it? That's very important.
100%. Yeah, so give them a chance. Okay, fine. You want to give them a number ahead of somebody? Okay, but are they good enough?
Exactly. I think after a point, your family name shouldn't be very important. Your talent should be more important. That's what I think.
Okay. Yeah. That's the most juice we're going to get from. There's nothing more. There's going to be no names.
Can we get the hair treatment, though?
Yeah.
The hair treatment.
Actually, can you tell us? Okay.
What
is
the hair treatment?
Okay, so please tell. This is a real thing. What products do you use in your hair?
Can we get that juice, please?
When Sahil is. Today's the. How many times do you wash your hair?
To be honest, like. Twice or thrice a week.
So tell us the process. So Sahil's about to take a shower.
Okay, I'm not even kidding. I literally use just whatever I can find.
Like, I don't believe you.
I'm not kidding. I'm not very particular when it comes to any shampoos and stuff. But
he doesn't want anyone else to have good hair.
No, but because I'm an Indian guy, I would oil my hair once a while. You know, every 1 week or every 2 weeks.
Put some
coconut oil. Yeah,
coconut oil.
Or in fact, I know it's going to sound disgusting, but I would put some ghee.
Okay.
You know, I do these little things and which...
You know what's funny? I used to make fun of my dad. So my dad is...
He would do that?
He would say that it's a good thing to do. And me and my brother would say, ew, that you're putting butter, like the Indian butter. Like he would just put it in his hair, put it on his face. We're like, what the hell are you doing? You
what
Indian
are you
man. Yeah, we're like, I'm like, what drugs are you on? And now you're sitting here telling me
I think that works for me. These basics, you know, when you live in India, you think all these things that you find in the kitchen, they have some importance when it comes to
Well, I mean, now they're making diet plans out of ghee here.
See?
They're taking, you know what they're trying to do now? They're trying to, turmeric that you can buy at the Indian store for $2.
Right.
Or how many rupees in India?
Like probably 50 bucks.
Yeah, 50. And they're trying to triple that and sell it here as women's products. and they're not Indian people that are selling them. They're like, try.
So do you think we could start some business like that?
I think 100%.
I could bring a lot of that from India and then we could begin to do it.
Well, you'll have your hair, my face, let's do it.
Let's do it. Yeah,
we'll just turmeric products.
Collaboration.
I think that's a great thing. No, I feel like what I think here in Hollywood is finally happening. We're finally starting to get a chance, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before it would just be one Indian person. Right. Now it's like, okay, every movie needs to have someone that's Indian and they're not a taxi driver. Now they're actors, you know what I mean? So before it was just Mindy we had, now we have Priyanka, and I feel like...
But do you think, has it changed completely? I don't think so.
But people that in LA, I was so shocked when I moved here about 3 years ago that the perception people here have of Indian people. And California is like, you know, we're pretty progressive here.
Right.
But the perception they have of Indian people is totally crazy.
Right.
You know what I mean? They don't think, like, they think we're not good looking. They don't think, you know, we can act. They think we have an accent. They, we don't shout. I've heard somebody say, why don't your parents, and I'm almost 30, by the way.
Right.
And somebody's like, oh my God, you're Indian? I love Slumdog Millionaire. That's a great movie. Is that where your parents are from the slum? No, bitch. Like, I say, what are you talking about? She's like, oh my God, I love curry. I'm like, you know what? Asians eat curry too. We're Asian people. All of Asia eats curry. Thai people, Chinese people. And they're just like, I just love curry. Can you please make us? Like, and it's like, I don't want to be mad at them, you know, because I'm like, let me just educate them. Yeah. Or they'll be like.
But that's exactly how I think as well. You know, sometimes you don't want to like get angry about it, but you just want to be.
Educate.
Nice and educated.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm happy that I can represent and tell you that you're wrong.
Yes.
And then they'll be like, oh, you're Indian dot or feather. Because, you know, and I'm like, first of all, Native Americans are not Indian.
Yeah, exactly.
We are, you know, and I always say that. I'm like, Christopher Columbus was an idiot.
Right.
He thought he discovered India, okay?
Right.
So then I have to start from there. I'm like, he thought he discovered India. We're the only Indian people. And stop saying dot or feather. Okay. Does your mom wear Indian suits? No, she wears track suits. like, what are you talking about? Do you speak your language? Like, how do you I'm just like.
Sometimes I get asked really dumb questions. Do you have elephants everywhere on the streets? Why would I ride an elephant and go somewhere else?
Somebody asked me camels one time.
Yeah.
Have you ever ridden on a camel?
Like, what sort of a question is that? How is your English so fine? Do you have it as a language over there?
Do you have it as a language?
Yeah. Do you guys learn it in school? I'm like,
obviously, dumbass. Do you get people teach Spanish here as an elective? You know what I mean?
Yes.
But they do that to her. You know, I'm not gonna
as a Mexican.
And they do
100%.
They do things like that to her. So imagine us, like Mexico's right next door.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they do that to. Tell them what one of the girls said to you. The oh my God, I'm right beside you. You know what Trump is doing? What he's trying to get rid of? Yeah.
Okay.
So tell him the story.
So you know the whole thing with going on with Trump and going back and forth.
Right.
She's like, you know what? I stand behind you guys. I'm really, really, really standing behind you, and I don't want them to take your people, blah, 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 you know? And I'm really passionate about this because I'm directly being, it's directly affecting me.
Right.
And then she's like, yeah, who else is going to cut our grass? Who else is going to be in the fields and doing cheap labor for us?
Yeah, and she thought she was being nice.
She thought she was being supportive, and I was just
That's somebody saying that to us, like, where else am I going to go pump my gas? Who's going to own this gas station?
I think that's disgusting. That's supremely racist because you're trying to put... That's horrible, I think.
Yeah.
Are you sure she meant it from all her heart or she was just trying to be like cocky and bitchy? Because nobody can be so stupid and come up with a comment like that. I think, and that's another problem I think the world is facing right now.
Yeah.
We just like to typecast people
mm-hmm.
and unnecessarily be racist or sexist or just be nasty. You know, that's... But I think that's really bad.
Yeah, she didn't know any better.
Exactly.
She didn't know
you should
any
have
better.
Educated her. Yeah. I hope you did.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Precisely. Yeah.
And then also the most important question. Do you think that me and Lucy have a chance in Bollywood?
Definitely.
No, this is
100
serious,
on 100.
This is a serious question.
This is a very serious question. Yeah, we could do Panipat 2 together.
I'm serious. I think you need to send my picture, my Instagram over to them.
For sure.
And I think I need to be in Bollywood.
Yes, you girls should come for our premiere. And there you could meet everybody and then take it forward from there.
Would you extend an invite to us?
For sure.
Really?
Yes.
I'm not lying. I will come to the premiere.
Yes, I will wear
a sari. Who is that big designer in India that everybody...
Sabyasachi.
I will wear a Sabyasachi sari there.
Done. Yes.
When is
you
the
know your designers already.
I know. That's
Indian designers.
Of course. When is the premiere?
So the movie comes out on December 6th. So most of the screenings and premiere happens 1 week prior or just 2 or 3 days prior.
Two or three days.
It should be December 1st week.
We should go, Lucy. Okay.
Yes.
Scheduled. You know what? Let me write this down. You think I'm
just
joking.
Just block it. Block your calendar.
Yes. And actually, so just to go back, Panipat's release is December 6th, right?
Right.
For sure.
500%.
Okay, guys, December 6th, guys, you have to tune in. Silo's actually not only a great actor, supermodel, he is actually such a sweet person that I want to support you.
Yes.
Yeah, you're so sweet because
you're wonderful yourself.
You think just because someone's an actor or in Bollywood, you hear all these stories like, this person's going to be stuck up or anything like that. You're such a bundle of joy. Like, you're just so like, oh, happy. You don't say nothing bad about anybody. Like me, if somebody, I would have worked with somebody. That's probably why I'm not in Bollywood. Somebody was like, do you think Priyanka Chopra slept with Shah Rukh Khan? I'm like, hell yes, I do. Yeah, so I feel like I would be the wrong person. So, yeah, so I really, really appreciate you. So, thank you so much, Sahil, for coming.
It was my pleasure. It was my pleasure.
Really,
thank
really
you
happy.
So much for having me.
No,
it was wonderful talking to you.
I appreciate you so much. We have to be friends now.
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
we are
perfect.
Friends.
We'll keep in touch. You're going to put me in a movie.
Yes.
And I will audition, though. I will not be like the other.
Spoiled about it.
No.
Can I just drop names? I'm not good at the acting. I'm just going to go, I know Sahil.
Yeah.
She will just be, we'll just say that she's, you know, my sidekick.
There we go.
Yeah, that's it. She will make sure that all the fans, you know, they stay away from you and me. Yeah, because I have maybe 2 or 3 there.
Yeah, but you've got to be like nice to them as well.
Of course, 100%, 100%. Like you, I'm learning from Sa. I think we need to learn some pointers from Sa.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you so much, guys. This is Jyoti Khankat. This is Sahil. What is your Instagram so people can follow you?
It's Sahil G. Salathia. It's Sahil G. Salathia. S-A-L-A-T-H-I.
What is the G for? Like,
G is my father's name is Gulzar. So G is his initial.
Wasn't there a poet or a writer?
Yes.
Gulzar?
He's there. He's there right now. He's wonderful. Yeah.
I know my stuff, you guys.
There you go.
See, I came to LA thinking I forgot everything.
But my Gulzar, my father's a cop. It's not the same Gulzar.
But it's okay. But I like the name. But that's what I thought of when I heard of it. I think it's a wonderful name.
Yes.
But once again, thank you. Make sure to follow him, guys. Make sure to watch Panipat December 6th this year, okay? Thank you so much. This is Jyoti K.
Uncut.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Rockstar. Sun it on the beat like. Jo bhi kar diya aap di marzi ya kamal kar diya kamal kar diya dance floor pe aag lag gaya subah sham sabere charche hunde tere munde piche tere kadi Yeah, she's a dancer. She's always ready with an answer. Already had a heart broken, so she don't wanna give another man a chance. She don't wanna dance with you, she don't wanna drink. Fall back, bruv, let her do a thing. If you give her your number, she put it in the bin. Deleted and blocked for the DM that you sent.
तरीके से शुरुआत करूं तुझे समझ नहीं, पैसे गाड़ी हीरे मोती देख के इम्प्रेस होती नहीं, क्योंकि हर चमकती चीज सोना होती नहीं।
Hi, this is Kamaljeet.
And this is Jazz.
And you can check out RuckusAvenueRadio.com for more information and for the latest on station programming and more.